I have this sort of systemic problem in our relationship, which we have been very honest about from the beginning, which is that you see your life and the world through a very different lens than I do. And sometimes that tends to cause ruptures in our relationship and little chasms. And we are trying our best to be able to navigate those differences in our marriage. And the Christianity aspect of it all has been sort of a glaring issue for a while, because it has, you know, sort of overtaken my life in many ways. It maybe even perhaps made you question whether you and I can really make it in the long run. You would never divorce me over it, but would we be able to stay truly happy and connected and thrive with me being on this trajectory, this Jesus trajectory?
China, I think, had this fantasy of us becoming like Jim and Tammy Faye. And we were going to, like, that's a bad example, I joke, but we were going to, you know, become like a revival team and travel the country.
Okay, that is so a story that you told yourself.
So it hasn't been become sort of the partnership that you've, you know, yearned for, were hoping for. But I still absolutely love you, absolutely adore you, and completely support you in your faith. That's why I'm sitting here now. That's why we go to church together. That's why we pray together. That's why we talk about faith together. That's why I do this stuff for you. That's why I promote on my social media all the stuff you're doing with Cal Preach, Cal Hill, all of this stuff. It's because I'm a supportive, loving husband who adores his wife and wants to spend the rest of my life with you. No question.
And you don't have anything against Jesus, per se.
No.
Right.